Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Romans chapter 6. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. This is the text. The baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, as we heard in our gospel reading, is such an important event in the life of all of God's people. The significance of Jesus' baptism is not magnified because of where it happened, there in the Jordan River, as if that's a better place to be baptized, or because of who did the baptizing, as if the hand that applies the water or the mouth that speaks the words makes a difference. You being baptized by me or Pastor Troxel or Pastor Otto or the nurse at the hospital, it doesn't make it more or less of a baptism. For you and me, the Word of God joined with the water makes a baptism. It's not about who speaks the word. It's not about how much water gets applied. If it was, we should all go baptize in the ocean. But you were baptized into the death of Christ. You were crucified along with him, buried with him. That's what happened at your baptism. But that's not all that happened. You were also raised to a new life. You died and were raised from the dead in Christ. Whenever you have any doubts about your place in the kingdom of God or your relationship with Christ our Lord, remind yourself, say to yourself, I am baptized. We just sang, God's own child, I gladly say it. I am baptized into Christ. The beautiful hymn. It's a challenging tune. Beautiful tune, but the words of that hymn just are wonderful. You have everything that you need. Forgiveness, life, salvation. Why? Because I am baptized into Christ. Your old Adam drowned and died in that water in the Word. You were raised to a new life. I mean, think about this. If in your baptism, the Word of God has within it the power to kill you and raise you up from the dead, how much more power was exchanged at Jesus' baptism? Now, Jesus did not have an old Adam which needed to drown and die. He was and is the new Adam. There would be dying and rising taking place during Jesus' time on earth, but that's not what was happening at his baptism. What happened at Jesus' baptism is more important than simply the dying and rising of one sinner. Now, for me, my baptism is of profound importance. But when we look at how it affects other people, Jesus' baptism, it had a wider range of effect. Now, Jesus was without sin, of course, being the Son of God. He had no need for a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, like you and I. But his baptism was more noteworthy in the context of all of mankind than your baptism or mine. Because at his baptism, the path to salvation is laid out for everyone. At your baptism, you were washed clean of all of your sin, and that is good news. The righteousness of Christ is placed upon you. At Jesus' baptism, all the sin of the world was placed upon him. That also is good news. He who was without sin became sin for us, St. Paul says. And he would carry that sin, your sin and mine, to the cross and the grave. You were buried with him by baptism into death. This is the gospel. This is the good news. Jesus has done everything. Our question is, how do we respond to this beautiful, glorious exchange? Last week in our Sunday morning Bible class, I made a comment that we tend to be too familiar with God and kind of treat him, well, I don't say with contempt, but treat him not in the awe and majesty that he deserves. Our sinful tendency is to take this gift, this free grace received in baptism, and we set it aside as something secondary, as something that's small. It doesn't get our attention the way that the big things in life do. I assure you, there is nothing more important for you today than the reality that you are a baptized child of God. The Word of God killed your old Adam, and the new Adam took that guilt, the guilt of your sin upon himself, carried it to the cross and the grave. That is the biggest news event of this day. The headline, the story of your life this morning and every morning is, I am baptized. That is how the story of your life would read if your life had a headline. The problem is that our sinful nature, our sinful self, treats this news the same way it treats other news. We get jaded. We get tired of hearing the same thing over and over again. We start to tune it out. Don't ever grow tired of hearing that you are washed clean of all of your sin. Satan wants you to get tired of hearing this. And the difference between having faith and not having faith, it isn't knowing or believing that there is a God. I mean, even the devil knows that there is a God. He's always known, but he rejected God's authority. Having faith for the children of Adam means having faith in the forgiveness of your sins through Christ. Having faith is not simply knowledge of God or the simple understanding that, oh, God has made this grand, loving gesture to the world by sending his Son. Having faith means that I believe that the eternal, almighty, living God sent his Son to take away my sin. I must first recognize my sin and my need for it to be taken away because I can't carry this burden. And I don't have to carry this burden. That's the gospel. I am baptized. That burden has been placed on Christ. Satan likes to deceive you on one side or the other of this reality of sin and the grace of God. Either he wants you to see sin as being small, as this casual kind of general issue that the world has, but God said he already took care of it by sending Jesus. So go ahead and live your life in the comfort of the knowledge that there is a God watching out for you. But sin as a reality for me? Oh, it's nothing I need to be too concerned about because, you know, God's taking care of that. So, you know, hearing the word of God to nurture the faith of my baptism becomes a secondary issue. something that I'll do if I have the time. Being fed the body and blood of Christ. Well, it doesn't need to be a priority when sin is viewed as being a small problem. And if that doesn't work, well, then Satan would like you to see your sin as being so large that Jesus could not even carry it to the cross. I mean, Satan loves to puff us up. He knows how we are. It feeds into our old Adam. Oh, my sin, my burden is so great. I know that Jesus could not even carry it. Oh, woe is me. Not only can he carry it, but he already has, all the way to the cross and grave. It was buried with him in baptism. When you are troubled by your sin, don't say, woe is me. Say with confidence, I am baptized. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.